Good morning. How are you doing? So I love coming here every year. Every March, I look forward to being with you. And that was as well. Bobby's here. He's my boss, my friend and boss. So as we were talking with Peggy yesterday, they were talking about an hour difference. And he was like, "Do you know this is going to happen?" And I said, "It happens to me every Sunday when I'm at Ascension." Every Sunday, I mean, at Ascension, I said, the clock is changing, springing forward. So now we're 2 hours behind you in Nicaragua. So, but I always enjoy coming. And I always enjoy coming here because it gives me the opportunity to say thank you so, so very much for what you're doing in Nicaragua. Thank you so very much for believing in Orphan Network, for believing in Pastora Carminda to serve children in La Escalera community and to make a difference in their life. Thank you so, so very much. We highly appreciate it. We're so grateful, and we want you to know, as Pastor Steve said, that you are making a difference in La Escalera community. By the way, and I didn't say this in the first service, but we will pretty soon be starting a program with 30 kids. We're going to take from La Escalera community into a VocTech school and train them to become economically self-sufficient. So going from needing a plate of food, going from depending to become self-sufficient. Please be praying for this new journey that we will be starting, that you are starting. Actually, your church is doing it. So every Saturday, we will be bringing 30 kids to a VocTech school. No, and hoping that, not hoping, we're sure. We're sure. Well, hope is the assurance. So yes, know that their life is going to be totally different on earth because of you. Because of you. Because of you. Thank you so, so very much. So today I want to join Nike by saying, just do it. Do is my message today. So I found this phrase years ago that I use a lot from Nicholas Murray. Says, there are three types of people in the world. The few people who make things happen. The many who watch things happening. And the very vast majority who have no idea things are happening. So the question is, which one do I belong to? The first group who make things happen. The second group who is watching things happening. And the third who has no clue, no idea that things are happening around them. I'm sure you are part of the first one, because you are making a difference in La Escalera community. And I remember when we were looking for pastors to partner with in Nicaragua, we would visit them. I personally have visited so many. There is a group, there is a type that probably belongs to the third group, but usually I remember visiting this pastor, not usually, I remember visiting this one pastor who was in his hammock, and he was waiting for me to share all that he would be able to do if I was able to find an essential church for him. No, so he was in his hammock, scratching his belly and sharing all what he would do. Totally different from Pastora Carminda. When I first met Pastora Carminda, she was doing with or without Orphan Network. She was making a difference already, and we said, at Orphan Network, we say, those are the pastors we want to find. Not the belly scratchers in their hammock, just rocking and thinking, man, if I can find a church in the U.S. who can give some money to me, then I will do. Then I may change life. Then I may make a difference. Then, and I said, Lord, then please keep me far away from those belly scratchers. So which one do I belong to? Which one God made me to be a part of? He intentionally made me to be a part of one of these three groups. And not only for the church, and not only for not only to make a difference through the church, but also to make a difference in our own life. He wants us to transform our, he wants to transform our lives. He wants to co-work with us in making us a better person. Which group do I belong to when it comes to working with my wife, partnering with my wife, or with my child, Matthias, or with my co-workers? So it's not only ministry. I strongly believe that it has to do with every area of my life, with my neighbors. If I'm in school with my classmates, am I making a difference in their life? Am I influencing their life? Or do I belong to the third group who didn't even realize all these kids who I went to school with went through so much and I didn't even realize? Because I belonged to the third group. No. And then Ephesians 2:10 says, He, God, creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work he's doing. The good work he has gotten ready for you and me. Work, this version says, work we had better be doing. So he created you, he created me to be a part of the first group, because it says he created us in Jesus, through Jesus. And he's inviting us, he's giving us the privilege and the honor to join him in his transformative work to transform lives, to transform circumstances, to transform situations, to join him for what he is doing. And for what he will continue to do, so that way we can be a part of the first group. Not belly scratcher. Look at your neighbor and say, don't be a belly scratcher. So then I go to Matthew and I find this great story. And you know this story. So here is Jesus. He just fed 5,000 people. And now he is telling his disciple, okay, I need you to get into this boat and go to the other side of the lake. And the Bible says at 4 in the morning, 3, 4 in the morning, he comes walking upon the water to them. And obviously they're scared. And the version says, I think, scared to death. Scared to death. It said, Jesus come towards them walking on the water. They were scared to death. A ghost, they said, crying out in terror. But Jesus was quick to comfort them. Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid. While this is happening, 12 guys are sitting in a boat. There was one who was brave enough, who wanted to be a part of the first group. So he said, oh, by the way, Jesus, if it is you, then may you invite me to come to you and to walk with you, because I don't want to be a part of the second group who will be sitting and watching. The second group who will watch you walking and wondering, wow, would I be able to do that? I don't want to be a part of that group, is what he's saying. I want to be a part of the first group who make things happen. So would you invite me, Jesus? Now, remember what Ephesians says. He created us in Jesus to join him for what he is doing. So Jesus acknowledged that and says, oh, yes, Peter, I want you to be a part of that group. Come, don't sit as the other 11 and just watch things happening. Be a part of the group who will make things happen. And you know the story. Then I go to the Old Testament and I find another story, very interesting, very exciting. Because here is these guys, great warriors, with their king Saul on the other side of the valley, upon the hill. And then on the other side, there is this huge giant who for 40 days, every morning, would come out and threaten the army of God. And here is a whole bunch of warriors, great warriors, and the king watching things happening. For 40 days, just watching things happening and scared to death. And suddenly this little guy showed up. Obediently, he is bringing meals for his brother. And this guy didn't want to be a part of the second group, to sit for another 40 days and watch things to happen. Just watching. So he inquired, and he's learning, what's wrong? What is happening? All I'm seeing is this guy is threatening the army of the living God, which is not good. I need to do something. I want to be a part of the group who is going to make a difference, who is going to do something. And after all the talking, you can find in 1 Samuel chapter 17, finally he said, okay, I'm going to go and make things happen. And I can imagine, while I was preparing and reading, rereading, and I can imagine this little kid, you know, after killing this big giant, he's standing in front of this guy, and he grab his hair, or maybe his beard, like the guy who plays the guitar here. Cut his head off, and then suddenly when he cut this guy's head and walking, someone said, hey, David, the king wants to see you. So he showed up in front of the king. Yes, king. Now he's not showing he's just standing. Yes, king. Because he was part of the group who would make things happen with his trophy in his hand, with the head of Goliath in his hand. He was part of the group who would make things happen. He wasn't a belly scratcher. He wasn't up on the hill listening to this guy. Now he has this guy's head in his hand. He was making things happen. 2005, Orphan Network started feeding kids in communities. And there was a group of kids from Virginia Beach who went to Nicaragua, and they wanted to make things to happen. They had already been working with the orphanages, so they were doing things already. But now they wanted to go from orphanages into community through local churches as well. So this group of kids said, you know, we should walk from El Rama to Managua, which is like probably 200 miles. They said, we're going to walk in Nicaragua from Rama to Managua to fundraise in the United States. So they called their parents, their friends, their church brothers and sisters. They called everyone and said, we're going to do this walkathon, because we want to raise money to feed kids in Nicaragua. And by walking, they raised enough money to feed 50 kids for a year. And that's where Orphan Network Community Life Child Transforming Program was born, 2005. They wanted to make things to happen. 50 kids. Every morning, between 5 and 6, in this community, kids would woke up, they would take either a stone, a bowl, or something, and run to the church, and the church had a gate, so they weren't able to get in at that time. They would run to the gate, and they would place their bowl or stone, reserving their one meal, one plate. And the second kid would come and put his bowl and his stone, and because 51 knew he wouldn't be able to eat that day. Number 51. We only had 50 plates. Today we're feeding over 17,000 kids. God is doing it. Because there was a group of kids from Virginia Beach who said, we want to make things to happen. We don't want to be belly scratchers. We don't want to watch things happening. And we definitely don't want to be a part of the group who don't even realize, who doesn't even realize things that are happening in this world around them. So we have gone from 50 plates to over 17,000 kids receiving a meal. My third example. My fourth is Noah. And I can imagine, I mean, we have read this, we have heard so many times, you know, pastors talking about Noah. No, God showed up and said, man, things are really bad, Noah. I'm going to wipe out this earth. But I'm going to save you and your family, so build an ark. Really? Here? There is no way. But Noah wanted to be a part of the group who is making things to happen. And he did it. Regardless of what his neighbors or friends or maybe even family, I don't know, could have said. He said, we're going to make things to happen. And we're going to be saved. Thanks for being a part of group number three. Sorry, group number one. Making you're like, wow, why are you thanking me for that? Thanks for being part of group number one, making things to happen in La Escalera. But I also want to encourage you to make things to happen in your life, in your personal relationship with Jesus. To make things to happen through you, with your family, with your wife, with your husband, with your kids, with your neighbors, with your classmates, with your co-workers. Influence their life. Join Jesus in what he wants to do. Let us join Jesus in what he wants to do in the life of others. So at the end of our days, we don't regret it because we were belly scratchers. No, we're not called to be belly scratchers. Now, what do I think made the difference? Number one, don't be afraid. Remember when we were talking about the disciples, 11 of them, they say, they were scared to death. And it says, a ghost, they said, crying out in terror. And in that terror and all that was happening, when Peter heard it was Jesus, he said, can I be Jesus part of the group who will make things to happen? Yes, Peter, come. He wasn't afraid. Being afraid would paralyze us, and we wouldn't be able to do much. 1 Samuel 17:11 says, when Saul and his troops heard the Philistines' challenge, they were terrified and lost all hope, because they were terrified. By being afraid, by being terrified, by being scared to death, you will be paralyzed and you wouldn't do much. But know there is someone with you who is our God, our Father, who intentionally created us to do with him. Now, I am pretty sure I wouldn't be able to do it by myself. But you know, all I'm doing is saying yes to his calling in my imperfection, not being perfect. All I'm doing is saying, wow, God, thanks for giving me the privilege. Thanks for giving me the honor to be a part of what you are doing, to join you to be a part of the group that is making things to happen. Not belly scratcher and not only watching. So number one, don't be afraid. Join Jesus in his transformative work in you, around you, in your workplace, wherever he has you, join him. Number two, what helps me, what would help you as well, is his track record. Now, what did David say, if you remember? When everyone was beaten up on David, his brother was like, probably wanting to grab him from his head and you wicked little kid. Everyone was trying, picking on him. He just looked at them and said, I know the track record of my God. I know the record of what he has done. I remember that day when the lion showed up. And I remember that day when the bear showed up and they wanted to eat my sheep or sheep. And he said, but you know, with him, I was able to kill them. I know my God's track record. And I can base my faith on my God's track record, who has never failed. And because of that, in his name, I will go and I will come with the head of this guy. And he did it. Because he knew his God's track record. I wonder if I know my God's track record and what he is doing in my life, through my life, around me, what he is doing. And I said this last year here, I think. I said, since 2018 to today, I try to follow, again, in my imperfection, I try to follow God's track record. Where is he working? What is he doing? Because that would encourage me to say, wow, yes, he did it again. And he just did it again. And he just did it again. In that situation, he did it. In this, he did it. Here, he did it. He's awesome. I can trust him. I can ask him to invite me to walk upon the water because I know his. He just fed 5,000. 5,000 people he just fed with almost nothing. His track record is awesome. I can trust him. But you have to be intentional. Intentionally looking for God's track record. And base your faith on that. And depend on that. And hold on to that. Because life is hard. Circumstances and situations around us is hard. Deciding whether you're going to vote for Trump or Biden, it's not easy. It seems like it's going to be those two guys. And why do I use that? Because usually in order to decide who you're going to vote for, what do? You go to their track record. And then you make a decision. You say, oh, yes, you know, I'm going to vote for this one. I stay with it. I pick this one. I don't say a name because I don't want to influence you. But you follow their track records. Our God has a wonderful and great track record. We can trust him. And we can join him to be a part of the first group who make things happen. And at the end, it's going to be awesome. So don't be a part of group number two. Don't be a part of group number one. Sorry, two. Two nor three. Number one. And finally, there are these three guys. One who received five talents. The other one who received two talents. And one who received one talent. Do you remember what the one who received one said? He said, oh man, master, I know you. I was paralyzed. I was afraid. You know what I did? I dug a hole and I hid the talent. Because I didn't realize things are happening around me. You know, I didn't know there was a bank where I could have put your money in and you could have gained interest. I didn't know things are happening around me. Don't be a part of that group. He didn't even realize there was a bank where he could have put the money in, the talent in. But there were the other two, five and two, who grew it. God has placed a great potential in your life. He has given you all that you need in order to join him, because he created you to join Jesus in his wonderful and awesome work, what he is doing. So join him. He has placed everything you need within you. Intentionally look for what he is doing and what he wants to do in your life, in your family's life, and in the people's life around you. So today I want to encourage you. Through your church, you're making a difference in La Escalera community. You will continue. I'm sure of that. But also I would love to know that you're making a difference in your own life. in your family's life and in the life of the people around you. So tomorrow you can rejoice with Jesus and say, wow, thank you, Jesus, I was a part of the people who make things happen. Don't be belly scratchers. Lord, we thank you so very much for calling us. We thank you so very much for giving us the privilege and the honor to be a part of what you are doing. Lord, and really we want to do more. We want to be intentional with you. We want to join David. We want to join Paul. We want to join Noah to make things to happen in this world. And that you may be glorified. And that so many people's life may be transformed. They may be saved by you. And they may have God an experience and a relationship with you and a greater life on earth, an eternity with you forever and ever. Use us. Use us to do so. Help us to be a part of the group of group number one, God. Help us to make things happen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.